Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yes, it's that time of the week, and he's online to have a chat with us this afternoon. G'day, Gav. Okay, I better hit the line. That would certainly help you there, Gav.
Oh, yes, I am. Hi, Pete. How you doing? But I was talking to myself.
That's all right, mate. No, I had you online, then I said to Melissa, can you just convey some information to Gav for us, and then I've whacked you back on hold. But anyway, we've got you
all
now.
Good.
How you been
all
going,
good.
Gav?
Very, very good. Very good. I love this time of year.
Yes, well, it's starting to just sort of cool down overnight, isn't it, this time of the year?
It certainly is. It's great. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Now you've got
to get a southerly change, I think, either late tonight or tomorrow, which will might bring in a few showers, which is the sort of thing that happens at this time of year.
Absolutely. Now, today we're talking about something very interesting, and I'm hoping that I can pronounce this properly. Okay. Is it the Sasanqua camellia?
Sasanqua.
There you go. See, Sasanqua.
Oh, look, Pete, I get all sorts of things. The main one is Camellia Sasquatch.
Is that right?
I get that all the time. But
well,
luckily for me, I know exactly what they're talking about.
Well, I don't feel so embarrassed now.
Not at all. You should definitely not. We talked about them last week in our flowering fences. They're a fantastic screen. They're a fantastic hedge. They're incredibly versatile, and they're in stores now. You can grow them in the sun. You can grow them in the shade. You can grow them in a pot. You can grow them in a narrow path and basically espalier them, which means fan them out one way over a wall. There's so many things you can do with them, and they're coming into flower now, and they're one of the few things that will flower coming into the cooler months.
Okay, I've got a photo of these on my screen here, actually.
Yes.
And it looks as though they're a nice pink colour, is that correct?
Oh, there's some really pretty colours. There's whites, there's pinks, there's rose, there's doubles, there's a big single one that looks like a big fried egg. There's a beautiful one called Pure Silk, which is pink buds, and then when it opens, you've got a beautiful white flower. There's one called Bonanza, which is a big semi-double red. There's so many different colours to them, and all you've got to do is plant them through the next 2 or 3 months when it's cooling down. Give them a good mulch coming into spring so that their roots don't dry out. You give them a light trim after they flower, because everybody comes in and says, when should I trim it? The easy answer to that is straight after it flowers. You give it a light trim off to shape it. You might do another one in spring, again, just to keep that nice shape. You can shape them into a ball. You can shape them, as we talked about last week, into a nice screen or hedge. As I said, even if you had a very narrow garden going down a fence line, you can actually espalier them or fan them out on a fence and get a really, really good look with them. They're incredibly versatile, and of course, now is the time you can pick them up.
I was going to ask you, do they have any scent at all?
No. So they won't affect anybody's senses, that's for sure. You certainly won't get any sneezes out of them. But beautiful coloured flowers, really, really nice.
And very interesting yeah. Here is I noticed that they are native to Japan, and they're also a staple in the American South for over 200 years, apparently.
Yes, down in the south where all those big homes are, those big, now what did they call them? Huge big homes with all the plantation homes, that's what I was thinking of. All the big plantations down the south, they all had them.
Well, I'm very lucky because I've been to the plantations down the south, down New Orleans and those sort of places. It is just amazing. And look, Gav, if you've never been, you've got to go because you'd be amazed. And you being a gardener, I think you'd have a great time just going through all the plantations and seeing all the wonderful gardens they have.
Yes. Look, there's so many. There's Canada when you think about it, Singapore. Look, I could go on a garden tour of the world for 12 months. If you could only afford it.
Yeah, okay. As far as, you know, people growing these in their gardens, are they very popular at all?
Very popular. Very popular. Far more popular than their shade cousins. There is a Camellia japonica, which is the cooler shade version of them. Grows a lot slower, fancier flowers, but an awful lot slower and an awful lot harder to look after. These things, honestly, full sun, part shade. I've seen them in a garden where they only got 3 hours of sun a day. I've seen them out in the baking sun, in pots, in troughs. Basically, these things will grow anywhere as long as they've got a good mulch over their roots to keep them cool in summer. That's all they really require. They are very, very versatile and very hardy.
Okay, now, how often do you need to feed them? That's another question for you.
Every 6 months. So you feed them. Again, people ask, well, when should I feed them? It's straight after flowering because, of course, you never feed a plant before it's due to flower. Otherwise, the plant will drop the buds and go straight into growth because by feeding it, you're telling it that you want it to grow. So always after flowering and then again exactly 6 months later and you will never have a problem. They even have special camellia and azalea plant food. So when you go to buy something to feed them, it's even easier. If you want to grow them in a container, they've even got camellia and azalea potting mix. So even that's taken care of for you.
Okay, and I get the impression too, as you may have already pointed out, that you can sort of build them up on trellises and on walls and on fences and things like that. Is that correct?
Oh, very easy to. It's what they call espaliering. Espaliering is when you literally grow things flat on a wall and you fan them out. I've seen many of them done that way, or even with one of those timber frames behind it. They used to do them in a big V behind it, and you can espalier them flat on that. It's just a matter of trimming off the foliage that comes forward, and you can fit them into a nice narrow spot, no problem at all.
Okay, now for those people who don't know the correct name, could you please repeat that for us again?
It's Camellia sasenqua.
Camellia sasenqua, there you
Not
go.
Not Sasquatch. That's a totally different thing.
No, that's right. Yes, so there you go. So if you're looking to have a look at these Camellia sasenquas, make sure you drop on down to Lee Rowan's Garden World. Just a quick question. Are you guys open tomorrow for Anzac Day?
Yeah. We're open 7 days a week. There's very few times we actually close. Yes, we most certainly are.
Okay, so there you go. So if you're looking at maybe doing a bit of gardening after the dawn services tomorrow, make sure you drop on down to Lee Rowan's Garden World. Now, your location, just in case our listeners don't know, Gav?
Okay, 381 Hillsborough Road, Warners Bay, at the bottom end of Hillsborough Road. It runs between the roundabout at Warners Bay and all the way up to the bypass going through Newcastle.
Sounds good. And as we do every week, we always give the website a plug, so you better mention the website.
www.leerowans.com.
Okay, www.leerowans.com. Gav, as always, it's been great to talk to you. Enjoy your Anzac Day tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you same time next week. How's that sound?
Absolutely. Sounds fabulous.
Good man. There he is, Gav, from Lee Rowan's Garden World. And there you go, the Camellia sasenquas. Get on down there. And as he said, they're open tomorrow for Anzac Day. Your chance to have a look at those. And I'm sure, as he says, they're very popular in a lot of gardens throughout Newcastle and the Hunter region.